Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring shift on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Morning. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I mean, the more I think about it, the more I feel that I aptly named this program. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. I'm your host. I'm also the founder of The Truth is Funny and my book, The Truth is Funny, and also I have the Tales from the Vector, which is my oracle, and I worked on it for 13 years and just finished it in 2020, and or was it 2020 or early 2021, I can't remember now, it's all a blur, but I'm so excited because I'm, you know, diligently working on my programs here, my Baby Steps program. I've got out there and I've got, you know, there's like we're tweaking things right now and I'm really kind of really enjoying the process. And I just wanted to give a big shout out to Brendan Burchard, who is giving a free 3-day summit on marketing, which it's not always my favorite subject, but it was really interesting and it felt so good to be around people who were just so optimistic and were doing really well and were bright-eyed and cheerful and happy, and also realistic people that understand that, you know, overnight success might look like overnight, but overnight success is usually like a decade or so. Or more, quite often more. So it was really uplifting, and I'm not live on Facebook again. As you know, I'm still on the tail end of this illness of mine. I'm letting go of this parasite that was an unwelcome tourist from Peru, and we're at the very tail end here. But I'm being very careful because I want to make sure that I stay on top of it. Because I, you know, check in with my body and I work on myself for hours every day to keep my systems all happy and in sync with each other. It requires a lot of protocols that I'm going through. And the good news about that is I love to multitask. So I've been multitasking by, you know, rewriting my notes and stuff because I'm planning also to update my book. And I have all these things going on, and the one thing that I've learned the most about, and I want to talk about manifesting today, because manifesting is so important right now. Like we're leaving 2021, we're moving into 2022. Don't panic if you don't think, oh my God, I can't be ready for 2022 yet, but because there's always the Chinese New Year following it. I haven't really looked into the Chinese New Year so much yet because it's a month away, or a month and a half away. And but I do know it's the water tiger. I go more by the Chinese zodiac for that, because for the New Year, because of them following the lunar cycles, which makes more sense to me, being a woman and all, having like the new moon and then the full moon and then the new moon and the full moon on a 28-day cycle. If you can keep your body on that cycle, then you can eat what you want and you don't have to worry so much about gaining weight, because you're in sync. You're as a female, you're in sync when you're a lot of women their menstrual cycle will go with the rhythm of the moon. And so if they're in sync, like really in good sync. And that's also regardless of whether they're someone who's gone into menopause and no longer has their cycle. I don't know why this is coming up. It must be for someone. By the way, 1-800-930-2819. Call in if you would like some shifts on this. Manifesting a good life, like a good life. Starting, getting ready for 2022 now. Getting primed. Getting like, you can tell that I've been around a bunch of motivational speakers. It feels so good to be around motivational speakers for a couple of days. My God. So yeah, it's just, it's important now to kind of look into the future and recognize that, I know Greg Braden was on this radio show a couple times, and he's just such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. I really enjoy it. He's such a gentleman, and he was talking about when he was, you know, visiting a small town, and I think it was a mining town, and, you know, the mine had shut down for 6 years by this point, and people were just like, you could see the town was going down, and you know, he asked people and they said, oh, we're waiting for things to go back to normal. And, yeah. And I'm not this was something I talked about for years. And then they brought out like that, the way that we're living now is the new normal. There's nothing normal about the way we're living now, nothing normal about it. So, I mean, when I test it, there's like, it's pretty much all an illusion of like craziness. And so I just wanted to say, like, if we want to manifest from a place of strength, it's really important that we come from a place of acceptance of where we are. And when I say acceptance, I do not mean that you're, you know, giving up and you're not going to do anything about it. It's about recognizing that there's a problem and then being able to assess it and then make strong choices from a place where you're new, like not reacting emotionally to everything around you. And that's really challenging these days because there's a lot happening. And so I just really wanted to talk about the manifestation part. I also didn't want to forget. I wanted to give a really big shout out to Karen Batten. Karen has been my co-host on the show here for like, I don't know, three to five years. I have to look it up. It was either 3 years or 5 years. Karen had to relocate, or their family chose to relocate to another state. And then she just lost her beautiful dog. And she just needs to sit in that space for a while. So I'm filling in for her radio shows. And I just wanted to send her a big, 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 huge hug. You know, she's been amazing. Like, and so I have so much respect for this woman. Like, she, you know, stands up and says what she feels needs to be said, and she takes the blows. But this, she told me, like, this is her first dog ever. And it's a golden retriever, and her name's Ellie. And so we're just sending Ellie and her a big, and the whole family a big hug, because this dog was with them for many years. And she just is like kind of, I'm getting in shock from the intensity of the emotions of her dog. And so being a new dog owner, yeah, the hardest part of owning a dog, of having a pet quite often, is that their lifespan is shorter than ours. And we just want to send you a big, if you're listening right now, Karen, or later, just want to send you a big hug and lots of love to you and your family. And, you know, take your time to rest up and just, you know, look after yourself. And the thing about dogs, it's funny because that's what kind of got me into doing what I'm doing is, you know, I had all these deaths and all this sickness in my family, and it was just so hard. Like, it just really was, because I was also working full time And I had two children who were very active in sports and who had worked very hard to get to the national level in their sports. And I didn't want to disappoint them, but I was also, you know, caught in the middle looking after my parents. And it was just, yeah, it was a lot. My former husband, he was offshore oil, so he was gone a lot of the time. And so it was just, when I look back now, I realize it was just a lot, you know. And so when people are in that position, you know, you make yourself keep going, and you make yourself keep going, and that's, you know, motivation. But then I had to put my dog down. And, yeah, that's when I couldn't hold it back. I just couldn't hold back the dam of tears, the dam of emotions, everything that I've been suppressing so that I could just get up in the morning, look after the kids, look after my parents, get to work, look after the customers, look at, you know, like that. It was like on being put on automatic for like 3 or 4 years. And I look back at it now and I just think, wow. You know, I look back at the time also, like when I was in hospital for about 4.5 months off and on bed rest when I was pregnant. And that was, like, I thought that was, you know, having to have patience then was, like, really, really hard because I was waiting to see my baby. And, you know, I was also, you know, I had to lay in bed and I was only allowed to get out of bed to use the washroom. And it was very challenging for me. But once I found out, once I realized, oh, it's so that she gets enough blood flow, then I was able to lay there like a piece of wood, just like, you know, and not move a muscle. And so it's, I look back at those things and I think, wow. And, you know, but when I look back, like when you have to let go of pets quite often. So for anyone out there that's going through that right now, allow yourself to feel what you're feeling, because a lot of people, like, I prefer my pets to most people that I meet. Like, I, no offense to anyone, but I love my pets. They're part of my family. And so they matter to me just like a person would matter. I'm responsible for them. And that's the hard part of this. So we just want to strengthen everybody to that, and Karen and her family, and just recognizing there's so much of that going on right now in the collective, because death comes in many forms. It's a transition. And so many people right now are making huge transitions in their careers, in their location where they live, family, friends. There's, you know, well, I don't have to tell you, you just have to, like, step outside, you know, just look into the global, what's going on globally, and it's like, whoa. And so then I shudder to think what's going on universally. So we want to be careful when we're manifesting that we don't suppress those feelings that we have, because holding them in is not going to, they'll come out eventually, and they'll come out probably at a time when you least expect it, and when it can do a lot of damage. So just reminding everybody, like, we're moving into the holiday season, which is very stressful for a lot of people. And when people can't get together, and yeah, it's just, it's, I don't have to explain it to you guys. Everybody knows, we're all going through this, and it's, the word that comes up is frustrating. So we don't want to be manifesting our future from a place of frustration. So we'll talk a little bit more about manifestation when we come back, but I just really wanted to, I felt like this was like the biggest weakness for people right now in the collective all across the globe is the fear of change. So we can talk about that when we come back. 1-800-930-2819 if you'd like an energetic upgrade and make some shift happen. We'll be right back after this short message.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about manifestation, manifesting your desires. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm really in the mood for shifting some energy. So if you want an energetic upgrade, we did have a caller call in and we lost you. So just call back in again and we'll hook you up right away. So I like to look after the people that call in because they're so brave to do so. And quite often, just the way energy works, they will be a really good surrogate for the entire collective. And so what I was talking about before the break is about, like, I've been experiencing in my own life a lot of frustration. A lot of frustration. And I mean, for 7 months now. It's 7 months today that I began when I started purging this, and I had no idea it was going to take this long. I had no idea that it was going to be this challenging, and I'm glad I didn't know, because the odds weren't very good for surviving it. And I did what my intuition and what my book and through energetic correcting and testing, knowing when to slow it down, and when to speed it up because of the toxins. So I'm really happy I'm on the tail end of this, but it's frustrating because, you know, it's like that's how you know that someone's feeling better is when they start getting grumpy when they're sick, like grumpy because they're bored or whatever. So, yeah, so manifestation, you don't want to be, frustration is really a combination of fear and anger. And so I feel that when I test it, that's a huge weakness for the entire global population right now is frustration. And for good reason. And so frustration is fear plus anger, really. So what is fear, really? Fear is really, some people use fear to manifest, and that's what I would call motivational manifestation, is when, you know, you're in your lower sacral chakra and you are, or not sacral chakra, sorry, but in the root chakra, which is about survival, and you're trying to manifest from there, it's not really going to have the same effects as if you move it up a chakra to the orange dragon. The orange one, this orange one is Dr. Pat's favorite, and it's, I'm not surprised because it's all fiery, and she's got a sphere. She's holding a sphere as she's flying. She's a Pleiadian dragon, and she's flying through the cosmos, and she's spinning a ball between, you know, both, like in front, and this ball is a ball of what she's manifesting as she's moving through time and space. And so it's really important to recognize that if you're in a state of frustration, and the fear is actually unknown. So many people, when I said change, okay, so the weakness is people are afraid. Like every time the news comes on, it seems like, oh my God, what? It couldn't get worse. Oh yeah, it can get worse. So, you know, and it's really easy to allow that to kind of dictate how you're feeling in your own safety, where you are at, how you know, in your own life, and that's different for everyone. And everyone has to make the choices and the decisions that feel the strongest to them. So we're just going to get that, like, you know, that all change is not bad. A lot of people do not notice change unless it's negative. Quite often, when people get results, and the results are slow or coming in, they start to get in just to not really even realize, like notice. A lot of my clients do this, and this is a beautiful time at this year, at the end of this year, going into the next one. This is the perfect time to check in with yourself and to really look at it from the perspective of the fact that you are living in a time of total chaos, total chaos. There's nothing out there that is solid, it feels like, and our leaders are not like the wolf pack. They're not leading from behind. the head wolf should always lead the pack from behind. That way you don't leave any stragglers. You know, the innocent and the people that are really needing to be empowered, those people, you don't want to be the lone wolf out front leading the pack and then look back and realize that your pack is like 10 miles behind you because they're not as strong. So it's really important to recognize this right now, is that we were all, like, this is a perfect time to, if you thought you weren't a leader, to become a leader and become a leader of your own life. And I like how the wolves do it, because they send the strongest wolves out front, and they put the sick in front and the young, and that's the pace. And so There's the really strong wolves, then there's the people that need the help, then there's some more strong wolves to watch their back, the regular average wolves in the middle, and at the very end is the leader of the pack, making sure no one's left behind. I like how they do it. It makes, you know, it's really strong to do it from, because then you can kind of watch what's happening also. So just recognizing that even if you don't think you're a leader, you have to lead yourself. And if you have children, you have to be a strong leader for your children and maybe for your, you know, other relatives and friends and family, whatever. And at the same time, you have to present yourself at work and be like, look competent and not be all unraveled all the time so that you can focus on work. And so if you were looking at this as you take the good and the bad out of it, then you can look at it from the perspective of more like, so what did I learn from this, you know, in quotations, bad experience? And what did I learn from it? Did I learn anything from it? Because there's no, the mistakes are just mistakes, like in a movie. Oh, you know, they cut it, cut, we got to go again, cut, we got to go and do it again, until they get the scene perfect. Well, in real life, it doesn't quite work like that, but we can look back on these experiences and we can notice where our, you know, where we made really strong choices and where our choices could have possibly been stronger and where we definitely made weak choices. And so that's not uncommon. Nobody is 100% strong 100% of the time. But now, while we're still in all this chaos, like I'm telling people, don't get all reactive and throw everything out the window and then regret it a week later. Or, you know, and it's challenging to be in that place where, as a leader, that you're not going to fall into the fear. So, and the fear for the leader, when you think about it, is the greatest, because the leader is has a bunch of followers, and if they follow, you know, you don't want to, like, you know, it's like when they ran the herd of bison off the cliff, you know, and the lead buffalo should have turned around a half a mile back. And so it's kind of like that. That's the kind of the way I'm seeing it, is that there's so many people right now that, you know, are trying to look outside themselves for answers. And I don't really think that we have any experts out there that can really give us any, like, I'm watching, like, oh my gosh, like it's just a gong show. So, you know, if you're looking for, I mean, there's some people out there that are really, really expert at what they do. But when you look at the really big picture, the big overview, yikes. And so, we as, you know, someone knows the overview and has the overview in place and knows the next steps, but it's not the average, common, everyday person. So we have to get into a place where we can go looking back over the year and find, and instead of maybe asking, what did I like about the year, or what did I dislike the most about the year, or what worked out well or what didn't work out well, is more from a perspective of what did I learn from this? What and how can I apply that knowledge to steer it in a direction towards my goals for 2022? And the answer to that is, you know, I love the manifestation dragon, because what the about manifestation, and I'll get into that after this next break. But when we're manifesting, we can manifest like to the tiniest detail, or we can just manifest, get it strong, and then let it go. Which is the, you know, I'll explain it when we come back. The, you know, why they both have their merits, but to manifest first, you need to be in a place of creation, and that is the sacral chakra. That's what we create from. And a lot of people don't realize that's also creation of finances and money and manifesting material things in your life, which you need to be able to stay warm here in Canada right now, that's for sure. So we'll be back after this short message. You're listening to Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Tired of not losing the weight?
You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Do you find yourself being busy, busy, yet you just don't feel all that productive or fulfilled at the end of the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Stop reacting to life and be more peaceful and on purpose instead. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about manifesting a strong future for 2022. We do have a caller on the line. Jessica, do you want to put the caller on?
Absolutely. We've got Marie from France. Marie, you're on with Colette Marie Steffen. Marie, you there?
Oh,
yes, yes.
Click. I heard a click.
I'm here.
Oh, there she is. Hi, Marie.
The sound is quite choppy.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of interference in internet and in technology again here right now, just because. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. Okay. So you were on my list to email once I got off the once I finished the marketing seminar.
Yeah.
I saw your email. I've had kind of a crazy week because along with regular everyday life, having the storm and cleaning up, and then now it's snowed. I don't know. There's a good 4 inches of
yeah.
snow up there. It's been crazy. So what can we do for you?
Yeah, I figured so.
Yeah, yeah. Like
well,
I just sent you a telepathic
yes.
message. I got it. I didn't have good strong internet.
I received your telepathic message.
Okay, good. Good, that's good. So what can
so,
I do for you
yeah,
today?
I mean, speaking of life being crazy, there's just challenges. I mean, thrown at all of us. And I mean, there was kind of chaos here that almost that kind of turned my world upside down moment for a span of days.
Okay. So.
And I was exhausted and things. Now things are now settled, but I don't want that again. I want just harmony.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
for myself, for others.
About,
yeah.
What you're talking about is. And I think this is important. Did this happen in your home?
Yes.
Yeah. It's important that we set strong boundaries right now for our home, that it's safe for the family. Everyone in the family has safety in the home. And everyone in the family probably needs to have some place where they can go, even if you have to put cardboard boxes as like dividers between them. You know what I mean? It's just between, like it's like people are frustrated. That's what's coming up. And you may have noticed it's very challenging when you're frustrated. You have fear and you've got anger and you've got people who are annoying, who are making things worse. And when you're out working every day and you have to deal with the chaos of getting to work and getting home from work safely and getting through the day safely with all the stuff that's happening and doing a good job of that and remaining focused, and then come home and you've got like World War III happening in your living room.
Yep.
Yeah. I can feel it. It's just like, so what number are you at now? I'm getting you are way past a 10. You are pretty upset.
Yes.
But now, today, where are you at?
Now I'm actually perfectly fine. It's like, I was at a very strong or weak 8 or like over the top. Between, because I could.
Yeah, over the
top. It was just absolute,
okay, so
everything falling apart. But now, like, 0, but at the same time, 2, because I don't want this kind of thing to happen again.
At least I want to handle it differently. This is perfect. This is perfect. This is absolutely perfect. You're the perfect example of what I wanted to explain about manifestation from frustration. You know, manifestation from frustration. You know, it's kind of like masturbation, really, for a lot of people.
Okay.
It's like you're just trying to make yourself feel better, but nothing's really changed.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you see, like, fundamentally, right? And so it's kind of that I'm, like, a lot of people that I talk to now are, like, saying, I don't know, like, I was so lonely, and then I went out, and I don't want to go out again. I don't want to talk to these people. And so there's a lot of people that are craving human contact, but when they get in that realm where they have contact, it's chaotic and it bothers them. So we need to get to a place where we don't suppress that so that it doesn't come out with our family members at home because they're there. Okay, so understanding that and, you know, coming from a place, just in your situation, I'm just going to share that, you know, you have a family and you have a family that's been together now for 3 or 4 years, I think, hasn't it been?
Yep.
Has it been that long? Yeah. And so, Yeah. So you have no children to teenagers. And so you didn't have all those lovely bonding moments when they were babies and they were cute. You've got them at the time when they're very most obnoxious. And I say that with great love. Because when I say that, a lot of the reason why adults find adolescents and teenagers obnoxious is because they refuse to play the game anymore if you've raised them with any sense of self-worth, right? They're not going to just fold with everything. They're going to think for themselves, and they're going to let you know. And a lot of people really get upset by this, but if you look at it from the perspective that they can try it out on you, someone who loves them, and they know the feedback, they'll get a reaction from you one way or the other, and they may pretend that they don't respect you or anything, but they do. They know the value of what they received in that. They wanted to try it out on their friends, but their friends will, like, they're too afraid to, because you don't, when you're a teenager, your friends are more important to you than your parents, for sure.
Right.
And then when you get, like, say, you know, and, like, my sister had sons, and I remember, like, back when she was getting used to them dating, you know, And I said to her, you know, remember that, you know, they're young men now. And if you want to get, if you don't like their girlfriend, you know, they're probably going to go with their girlfriend over you. And that's traditional in teenagers because they have more fun with their girlfriend than they do with their mother. And that's the way it's supposed to be. It's just sometimes the way that it's done. And so you feel very disrespected is what's coming up in that process. But having said that, probably out of everybody, you are more able to educate these people as to what is acceptable behavior and what isn't. Because for one thing, you're a professor. And you teach, you're teaching to people that are like maybe 7 years older than them, you know, five to 7 years older than them. So you know what's going to be required from these children when they go out there in the world. You're seeing it every day when you go to work. Yeah. So that puts you in a position of way more power than them, because the reason they're acting out is because, well, for many reasons, but it's just normal. Like if you're, if you've raised your children with a sense of value for themselves, a sense of independence, they're not going to agree with every single word you say. They're just not. And so, and as a matter of fact, they may make it their number one priority to never agree with you. So this, you can look at this as bad, or you can look at it as good. Or you can just get neutral to the whole thing and don't take it personally and recognize that they're just trying you on to see how just like a toddler. So if you start looking at your teenagers when they behave like that, and not just teenagers but anyone out there, and you recognize, you can test it. I can guarantee you when someone's behaving in that at that level, that they are in their subconscious mind 95% of the time when they're doing that. And so you can just ask yourself, what age is this person behaving at? And you'll notice that it's rarely above kindergarten. And quite often, it's the same reaction that you would expect from a toddler. You understand what I'm saying? So the difference is that the way it manifests, the way they display it, and the way that they mirror it back to you is not that pleasant for you to see. And so when you look at it, and like for you, you're kind of off the hook because you didn't form their subconscious minds. You know, you weren't in these children's lives when they were babies and when they were kindergarten. Yeah. So you have a much more neutral viewpoint of these individuals that live with you. You can empower them way more than their parents. Oh my God! Like you know.
There was a beautiful moment.
Okay. So this is why you're so perfect. So there was a beautiful moment, and on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being, oh my God, it was amazing, it was the most beautiful thing in the world, and 0 being, where are you on that scale in this beautiful moment?
I felt like I got through to one of the boys and made him feel better about himself, and that really made the world to me. So in that sense, kind of...
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So what you did in that moment, that one act of love has 1,000 times more power than if you would have said to him, be quiet and go to your room. You're not behaving, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm talking about. So we want to strengthen when we're manifesting for the future. We have a tendency, all of us have a tendency to do this, and it's because of the unresolved trauma in our own lives from when we were little or when we were that age. It reminds us. This happens a lot.
Doesn't all fit into the cabin storage.
Right. There, you got it. So what's happening is you have to understand that when they're doing that, they're quite often mirroring back to you something you really disliked from when you were that age, or that you liked disliked about yourself at that age, or that you disliked about your parents at that age, and maybe you just acted just like your mother. I have a card in Tales from the Vector, and it's, you know, magic mirror on the wall. I've turned into my mother after all.
Yep.
So, you know, we all have a tendency to say, oh, I'm not... Everybody, if you've raised your children to be independent, it's almost like they have to be really, really horrible for you to want them to move out and get on out on their own, you know? And that's a natural thing, is that when people want their freedom, like we do as a humanity, we want our freedom, we're frustrated because we can recognize that the treatment is random, unfair, and ridiculous. It's just like the whole thing's just ridiculous. Like there's no coerciveness to anything. And so when you're, you know, it's kind of like it's exactly the way teenagers feel when they rebel against their parents, because they don't really believe that their parents know what they're talking about. And you aren't their parents that raised them when they were having their subconscious mind formed. So if you get neutral to it, oh my, you can empower them so much, because you can just explain to them in really polite way, in a kind and loving way, that their behavior is just not acceptable. Their parents may have accepted it because they love them. And they maybe that's how they were raised, so they didn't recognize. But in the real world, you will only get to a certain level if you behave that way. Like if you give your toddler, you're at a store and you give your toddler something that they throw a tantrum for, you've just taught your toddler that if they throw a tantrum, they're going to get what they want. And My eldest daughter had a temper, and she was so smart, and like she threw a couple tantrums where they lasted 3 hours, and I just sat at the mall and waited it out. But she didn't get what she wanted by behaving that way, and she was the first one to say after that she was disappointed in herself because she didn't really want what she was crying about that much. She just wanted to get her way. And so this is really important for you to recognize how empowering you can be if you could stay neutral and recognize that this, you don't need to take this personally, not at all.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Yeah, so now, and then the other thing that I'm going to tell you that is beautiful about this is you can use this information that you're getting to have a better understanding of your partner, because he's the one who raised them. You could send him to a psychiatrist and read his notes for 10 years and you wouldn't get as much information as you will in one afternoon from one of his children. Because parents, you know, parents steer their children in ways without even talking to them, like just by watching what's happening in their environment. So it's really important to recognize that no matter how they behave, if you remain calm, and that's pretty much for every situation on the planet right now, it's not going to help to go into chaos. And every negative thought, every fear, all the blackness out there, all the evil being done right now, all of that, it's so black and blah. And one act of love, like, look, you can't have a star shining in the sky if the sky's not black, you won't see it, right? Or dark blue, right? So, you know, a star shines its light. And because you're in this position, these children are so blessed to have someone who's a little more neutral that they're with, that's also educating people that are like the next step up for them, so that you can tell them this is what they're going to want from you, and this is how you get it, so that you can tell them how it really works. You know what I mean? Like, this is so valuable.
Yep.
This information that you can, like, if you don't take it personally, and I don't suggest you do, because when I test it, two of these children are actually have a lot of admiration for you, and the third one's starting to warm up to you. Only took you 3 years.
That's
not bad. No, when I tested it.
Glimpse of that.
Yeah, so you're doing, what you need right now is a cheerleader. So I'm telling you right now that you are doing a very, very good job of raising these children. Like, better than their parents, really, because you're more neutral. Yeah, like, I'm not saying that you're better than their parents, you know, like, I'll say that to people. I want to explain that. When I'm manifesting, like, sometimes you're at a place where you just don't want to be. Like, you don't want to be in the middle of that chaos. You don't want to be in an argument. You don't want to be in Canada right now in the cold. You want to be on a beach drinking, you know, Coronas and the kind that tastes good. It's like, you know, and a lot of people are there because the people who have never had freedom aren't going to notice that, oh, they don't know what that is. But if you've had freedom and now you don't, it's very, very, very challenging for most people. And most people suppress it because that's what we do, is we suppress the things that traumatize us the most. And so to expect these young, upcoming adults to behave better than the adults around them when we see what's going on in the world, come on. Who are they supposed to turn to right now and look up to and say, I want to be just like that adult? Really?
Yeah.
Not that
many. It would be very disenchanting for them.
Oh, disenchanting doesn't even cover it. I'm talking to people that are saying, like, these younger people that are trying to, and that's another word. You don't want to use trying when you manifest. So I inform them, no, you are doing your best at this time. You're doing everything in your power. When you do everything in your power to manifest a better life, then at least it's better than it was. And it can very, very quickly go the other way, like where it's worse than it was. So it's important that when you have those beautiful moments, that you focus on those beautiful moments and say, you know what, universe, I want some more of that. And I would take that beautiful moment and I would put that in my heart and I'm telling you, I'm congratulating you. You got through to two of these children in a way that can you feel that right now? I can just feel their love for you growing every day. Every day. And that's true of everybody, but like when people make a choice that, you know, you can choose to say anything about anyone, and it doesn't have to have any validity, not represent the truth. You may have no idea what that person's going through at that time. They haven't told you. And, you know, someone can say whatever they want about someone, but when you say it to yourself, I'm a loser, and a lot of these people at this age.
That's exactly what he had
have
said.
Have a lot of negative
and I corrected him.
Okay, see, that's why it's coming up. You're always such a wonderful surrogate for what's going on in the planet. So that's why I skipped the break here, and I know we're gonna have to end pretty quick here. But this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Applying shifts in energy to improve your physical environment so that it supports you and supports everybody living in the house or in the apartment or wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
and having having that place where you have strong boundaries, where you recognize this is not, like, these people are cooped up. When people are cooped up, don't expect them to behave like they're not cooped up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Just because, like, hey, for me, if I can't go to a restaurant, so what? But if, or to go to a bar, so what? What's the point of going to a bar if you have to wear a muzzle and you're not allowed to mingle with people? What's the point of going? It's just depressing. So for me, at my age, it's like, oh, well, whatever. But for them, it's a crisis beyond any crisis. You know what I mean? Not being able to be with their friends when you're a teenager is the worst crisis in the world. So we just want to keep that in mind when we're dealing with people, to recognize that some people are really finding this challenging. And there's always these possibilities in that. And so thank you for calling in. We've got to go. We're at the end of the show. And I will email you after my course today and answer your email. Thank you. Okay, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to thank you, Marie, for calling in. That was just beautiful. It's just showing so many levels of what's happening with so many people around the world right now that I'm talking to. Bye for now. We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth is Funny, and 3-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wonton ways. Check out how you can become an official modern-day dragon sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week. 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.